This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
And welcome. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Dave Sussman in the chair for Joe Messina at The Real Side Radio. It is always good to be back in the chair for Joe as he is making our students ever so much smarter in his school district. And holy cow, after the past couple of weeks where we're seeing nothing but teenagers and 20-somethings, especially those that are emoting out there on the streets, whether they're protesting peacefully, which I'm all behind, or they are rioting, or they're trying to tear down our police departments. What is going on? Holy cow. Well, this is going to be a jam-packed 3 hours. I'm Dave Sussman, your guest host here at The Real Side on the Salem Radio Network and GCN, 70-plus stations, and going to be sitting in the chair for Joe tonight. We're going to be talking about several different things. We've got some great guests coming up. We're going to be talking about everything. We're going to be bringing on Stacey Lennox. That's Scott's Fire over on Twitter. Just had her up on Whiskey Politics. She's going to be joining us here in a few minutes, and we're going to be talking about everything that is everything to be talked about right now. This attack on our institutions and our systems and defunding the police and what the end game looks like with Black Lives Matter. We're going to go into a lot of different details in all of this. In the second hour tonight, we've got our good friend, Christian Toto. You know Christian. He is a movie critic. And he just had a great article that came out in the Daily Wire. And has anybody seen this? I don't know if you saw this. Gone with the Wind was just removed from HBO because of Black Lives Matter. The only movie, or the first movie, I should say, where an African-American actress won an Oscar. Now, apparently, they have taken such a huge backlash from a lot of people that apparently they're going to be putting it back on, but there's going to be disclaimers. Disclaimers. Warning, you may be triggered by actual U.S. history. We're going to be talking about that. And then we're going to be talking about what's going on with the Russian investigations and what's happening right now with Durham and the report that's about to come out and how this is all going to possibly land on the feet of the Obama administration and those that were purporting that they had the real deal, the nuts, as poker players call it, on Russian collusion. The proof, we've seen it. You remember who said that? That's right, Adam Schiff. And we have the guy that's running against Adam Schiff. He won the primary in the 28th district. That is Eric Early. He's going to be joining us in the third hour tonight. So, yeah, we've got a lot to get through tonight. And, you know, I got to tell you right now, you want to give us a phone call? You can give us a phone call at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-REAL-JOE. You can always get in line and have a chat with us as well about how you're feeling about things. But I'm just going to say this, and right now the news, the giddy news media, the CNNs, the ABCs, the mainstream media, the Washington Post and the New York Times are giddy because the latest polls are showing nationwide that President Donald Trump is absolutely 100% going to lose this election against the non-candidate Joe Biden. Non-candidate, he won't come out and talk. They want him to stay in his basement. Probably smart. Well, we're going to talk about this and what this means for the polls. But I'm just going to say this up front. You may disagree with me on this. All right? I'm not a cheerleader for this president. I like his policies. I like his strength. I like his backbone. I believe that this moment in history needed a president like President Donald Trump, because when you take a look at every other thing besides the White House and the Senate, the left own it all. Not just the House of Representatives. They own academia. They own Hollywood and our pop culture. They own the messaging. They own every part of a society. And this tsunami that we have seen that is now crashing on the shores of conservatives' feet is really scary to see. But I will say this, and you may disagree with me. Give us a phone call at 855-REAL-JOE to let me know, either you agree or not. President Trump needed to handle this a little bit differently. He needed, last Sunday night, to address the nation from the Oval Office. He needed to talk about this. He needed to talk about the words that he said in front of St. John's Church and the words that he said at Cape Kennedy, the Space Center, were good. But he needed to address the nation on the pedestal, use the bully pulpit of the White House. And by not doing so, and basically tweeting to his base, I'm afraid those 10% difference in the polls month over month, conservatives need to be seriously concerned. They need to be seriously concerned that the suburban women's vote is lost. President Trump, I like your policies. I like your moxie and your backbone. You've got to talk to the American people, meaning all of them, not just the base. Because, sir, based upon the polls today, you are not a lock for re-election. And when the left own everything else and then lose, then win the White House, and have their puppet Joe Biden in there, and yes, he's a puppet, the DNC and the Soros and the Tides and all of these organizations are going to be pulling his strings. We'll be talking about this and a lot more tonight. Dave Sussman here in the chair for Joe Messina at Realside Radio. Don't go away, folks.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
And welcome back. Realside Radio, Dave Sussman here, Whiskey Politics. You guys can hear us all the time. Just go to our YouTube channel or find us on ricochet.com. You can find some of our long-form interviews that we've been doing over the past 4 years as well. But tonight, I am on the air for 3 hours, and I'm delighted to bring our most recent interview. And by the way, folks, I've got a big one coming up in the next couple of days. A little guy by the name of Roger Stone. That should be really interesting. But you definitely need to check out our previous guest that is still up and still getting a lot of comments over at ricochet.com, and that is Stacey Lennox. You know her, Scott's Fire with a Y over at twitter.com. And Stacey, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing really well, thank you. And so just real quickly, you are a daily columnist, multiple articles a day over at PJ Media. You're also on KLRN Radio, is that correct? Did I get that right, son?
Correct.
Okay. And you're also a co-podcast host with our good friend Michael Loftus at the Loftus Party. Okay, I started out this hour, Stacey, talking about the polls that the CNNs of the world are absolutely giddy because it looks like President Donald Trump doesn't have a re-election shot in Hades. What do you make of the polls right now?
Well, first of all, the poll methodology was garbage. I'm allowed to say garbage, right?
You can say whatever you like as long as it's FCC compliant.
Yes, yes, of course. basically, they just did registered voters 18 and older. They didn't discern anything as far as likely voters. And then when you took a look at what they were actually doing in the details, they had a lot of oversampling. They oversampled Democrats by 7 based on self-identification alone. They oversampled even more than that if you looked at who actually turned out in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Then they oversampled African Americans by like 250. So there was a lot of wonkiness in that poll. And even if you say you weighed it to take some of that out, that's an awful lot of weighting to have to do. But when you got down to the part of the poll that was really interesting, it was about who you were you voting for your candidate or were you voting against the other candidate? President Trump's voters, 70% are voting for him. Joe Biden's was in the 30s, I believe, like 36 or 38. So what that means is Joe Biden looks just like Mitt Romney did in 12.
Okay.
So
remind us how Mitt Romney looked in 12 at this point.
Mitt Romney looked in 12 like there were a lot of conservatives who were really unhappy with Barack Obama, but it turns out when you're going to vote against someone rather than for someone, other things may get in the way. The same thing happened with Kerry. And the big one was Mondale. So, yeah, that's not a good statistic for Joe Biden at all.
Okay, so you had this article over at PJ Media, and you were talking about the polls being just basically garbage, as they usually are. And this is something that we talked about, I believe, on our last interview, and that nationwide polls inherently are garbage to begin with. That this the election is going to be won in about 12 different states. Right? Most of the upper Midwest, your North Carolinas, your Floridas, and possibly Nevada, New Mexico, and the like. All right? So what is it about the polling? Is this a point where, and I think, you know, from the standpoint of your article in PJ Media, is this just what they hope to be a self-fulfilling prophecy? Are they trying to weigh this with the narrative about these national polls, do you think?
Yeah, they're actually voter suppression polls, because if you think about the people who aren't like you and me and don't read this stuff every day and aren't really into the details, they would see these really inflated numbers over and over and over again before the election. So even if they were inclined to vote for President Trump, they might get a very defeatist attitude. That's why they're actually called suppression polls.
Suppression polls. And so the end game of these suppression polls are exactly what? It's from the, we got 3 minutes before our first commercial break. Radio moves a lot quicker than whiskey politics. So tell us the end game here of these suppression polls.
It's really to discourage people who would be inclined to vote for President Trump from actually getting off their couch and going to do it.
Do you think this has, I want to ask you, in 2016, we were hammered over the head to the point where there was a 92% chance the morning of the election of Hillary's win by the New York Times. Do you think that has a flip result whereby people are like, I really don't want to go down to the polling? She's won anyway, so I'm not going to go vote for her. Do you think that could happen again?
It could happen again. I think the other phenomenon you see at this point is you also have hidden Trump voters. because these are registered and likely voters. Generally, they voted at least one election. As you know, Brad Parscale registers a lot of new voters.
Yeah.
That's what he does. As well as the fact that there's just some people who aren't going to tell you that they're going to vote for Donald Trump.
So
even if you ask them directly,
yeah.
I mean, in this environment, can you blame them?
Yeah, yeah. And there was a methodology that actually came out of the 2016 election, and we saw this with the USC tip poll, which was, I think, one of the only polls that got the election results right. Okay, and that was this. I'm going to call Stacey Lennox, and I'm going to say, hi, Stacey. Dave here over at CBG polling. We're not going to ask you your preference for a president, but can you tell us who your neighbor may be voting for?
I saw that methodology as well.
And so that, in essence, became the clearest predictor of that election. And as we just talked about, USC used that, and it worked. Do you think that, we would see different results today if CNN was using that?
You might. This is actually a company called SRSS. I think that they actually commissioned the poll through. But, I mean, they clearly have an agenda when they do a poll like this. They're not looking for accuracy. They're not looking to show what the true picture is. They're looking to create a narrative that Donald Trump is going to get whomped by a cadaver, basically.
Yeah. Or at least a cadaver on strings, right? I mean, it's
right,
seriously
a cadaver on strings.
Weekend at Biden's, you know, that would be 4 years with this guy. Anyway, okay, we got a commercial here coming up, but we're going to carry you through the break and bring you back and talk about some of the other hard-hitting issues of this time, plus your response to what we've seen with the riots and everything else happening right here. But tell everybody where they can find you online, please, Stacey.
Sure, you can find me on Twitter at @ScottsFire. You can also find me on PJ Media, author named Stacey Lennox.
And you can find Stacey, who writes literally a couple of three articles every single day. And we're going to be talking about some of those articles here after the break. Dave Sussman here at Realside Radio. Folks, don't go away. We are only in hour number one here at the Salem Radio GCN Network. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During emotional testimony, George Floyd's brother asked lawmakers to ensure his brother didn't die in vain.
Honor George and make the necessary changes that make law enforcement the solution and not the problem.
Philanice Floyd says he saw the video from Minneapolis.
Maybe by speaking with you today, I can make sure that his death would not be in vain. To make sure that he is more than another face on a T-shirt, more than another name on a list that won't stop growing.
He appeared before the House Judiciary Committee. Gerald Nadler is the committee chair.
Millions of Americans now call out "I can't breathe" as a rallying cry in streets all across our country, demanding a fundamental change in the culture of law enforcement and meaningful accountability for officers who commit misconduct.
This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Suspin here in the chair at Realside Radio on the Salem GCN Radio Network, and you can check us out here at therealside.com. You can watch us live as well as listen to us on over 70 radio stations around the fruited plain. Dave Sussman here of Whiskey Politics, and we are talking with the last interview that is still up before tomorrow's with Roger Stone gets recorded, and that is Stacey Lennox. You can find Stacey at Scott's Fire with a Y, F-Y-R-E, on Twitter, and she is prolific on PJ Media. And, you know, Stacey, we were talking about so many issues in our last interview together. And the beautiful thing about long-form interview, we had 80 minutes to kind of pull it all apart and put it back together. But on radio, we've got to get straight into it right now. And what is just absolutely terrifying to me right now is taking a look at what is happening to the city of Seattle, where protesters stormed City Hall. They demanded that the mayor resign after driving police out of the area, declaring what they're referring to as an autonomous zone. What is going on in the Pacific Northwest, Stacey?
It's actually called the CHAZ, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. So it's got its own abbreviation. They've only had it for 24 hours, but
wow,
it's got its own abbreviation. Basically, the rioters, I won't call them protesters, the anarchists were coming, and police had advanced notification. And from the reports I saw, the police actually started to clear out relatively quickly. Like, they brought moving vans to take out equipment and everything else. They weren't going to leave that behind. But they basically abandoned the station right there on, you know, Capitol Hill. And these folks took over. They put up barricades. They kept putting out tweets, you know, we need ammo, we need this. And I'm like, really, you didn't think about maybe what you should bring with you before you did this? Like, what? Then I get up this morning, and there's tweets out there. We let some homeless people in camp with us, and they stole all our food. Please bring us vegan stuff to eat. Like, they were specifying, they were hungry, but they were specifying what types of food they would accept. And I'm like sorry. Just remembering, I was, it just made me laugh because I was remembering this time when my brother got really mad at my parents when we were little, and he packed a suitcase and was just determined he was going to go stay at a friend's house and said, I'm running away. But, you know, then he got like halfway down the block and had to use the bathroom and just kind of go home.
I got to go home. I got to go home to go to the bathroom, but then I'll be back to the Chaz.
I gotta go home and raid the fridge, and then I'm coming back.
Mom, can you pack me a sandwich for our attack on democracy, please?
Yeah, right. And now they've got a warlord.
A warlord, like Somalia.
A warlord.
All right.
Well, that's what they're calling him, and apparently some people are on social media. I haven't confirmed this. The warlord is a really bad communist because he owns like several Airbnb properties.
Oh, no. He's a capitalist communist?
He's a capitalist communist, yes. And apparently he became the warlord because he interfered with somebody doing some vandalism and made them stop the videos out
online.
What
is it they want here? Are they? I mean, seriously, a serious question put to these ridiculous idiots. What is it that they think that they could organize and implement that will make the city better? What are we talking about here? What are they trying to get done?
Well, this is their autonomous zone. They are actually, I forget the word they use, but they're actually saying they are autonomous from the city of Seattle. So they are no longer part of Seattle. They are the Chaz.
Uh-huh.
And they are going to operate police-free, except they have a warlord.
Okay.
I mean, they're just delusional.
So many people seem to be delusional, and this is something I'm going to be talking about a little bit later on in our show here, folks, but it seems like we're suffering some form of mass psychosis right now. And Stacey, you're pointing...
I think it's the lockdown.
It's probably the lockdown. I would suggest
I think
that.
It is.
But at the same time, you just pointed to some polling right now, which is absolutely terrifying regarding people's support for BLM. Tell us about this.
Well, again, I think you get a lot of people that see what's going on the news and you hear the rhetoric of these are peaceful protesters that are protesting police brutality. Well, who's going to be against that?
Right.
I mean, we saw the video of George Floyd. I think there was 99.99% of people agreed that that should never have happened and that the officer needed to be held accountable.
Right.
And they're confusing a statement, lowercase, Black Lives Matter, of course. Again, 99.99% of people would say, of course. Not the organization Black Lives Matter, which burned Ferguson and used to have mantras as they marched down the street. Like, what do we want?
Killed five police officers in Dallas. Remember that? Oh, we've forgotten about that.
Yep. So I'm not convinced that BLM, the structured organization that puts up the website, was not involved in some of the chaos that we saw. I do believe there were people down there that aren't necessarily part of Black Lives Matter that don't really understand what's going on. But I think they're the ones really driving these really, really, just disgusting religious type displays. I mean, I'm watching this and I'm going, oh, my God. You know, we've gone from, you know, an unknowable thought process, if you will, that needs an intermediary, right? So the rules change all the time, but there's always somebody like AOC to explain them to you. This is the religion of woke, right? And they have their own phrases, their own language, if you will. Then we got deeper into this, and all of a sudden you're seeing chants. You're seeing like you used to do in catechism when you were learning your prayers, the person standing in front, you know, says a line and then everybody repeats it.
Or the Branch right? Davidians or the members of Jonestown, or we can keep going.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm just saying like you're literally looking at the Church of Woke and like this week it got even worse. We now have genuflection, right? And now we have excommunication and heretics.
Okay. Explain genuflection.
So, well, all these people kneeling in front of, you know, a group of black people and confessing what Barack Obama actually referred to in his nationwide speech as our original sin. Our original sin is slavery, and we can never overcome it. It's literally in our DNA.
Yeah.
The same way the Garden of Eden is viewed by most, you know, religious people.
Oh,
they're replacing, they're literally replacing original sin with racism, okay? Then you look at what happened to Drew Brees. They have atonement without forgiveness, right? Then they have excommunication. We saw that in the New York Times this weekend where somebody was encouraging people, the author was encouraging their people on the op-ed page not to talk to your parents or go visit them until they either went to a protest or donated money. You're supposed to not have anything to do with your family unless they get right.
This is truly scary. This is incredible.
Now we see heretics. Have you looked at the number of people who have been fired for completely innocuous things? Like, oh, I don't know, publishing a letter from an editorial from a sitting senator?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, how many times has Tom Cotton published in the New York Times? And now we've got all the woke interns freaking out and the paper just caves?
This is a conversation that needs to go longer. Are you deadline for 2 minutes? Because we got 2 minutes coming up here in a commercial, and I'd love to carry over for another few minutes after. Do you have to run?
Oh, no, I'm good.
Okay, good. Because what I want to talk about is this, as we've got a minute here before our next break, what I want to talk about with you and get your perspective on is this, and we call it woke, and I think it's a very symbolistic word that it kind of encompasses everything, but it isn't so much woke anymore. It's this mass psychosis where I've got friends of mine, not friends, but I've got a couple of people in my life that are very close to me, and they're absolutely carrying the water on this message right now, and these are smart individuals. They're good people. And it's like I either risk losing a relationship in total or just say, let's not talk about politics right now. Because you refer to the genuflection and you talk about how people are approaching all of this right now. It's as if all of a sudden a light switch has been switched on and the hard left just turn this machine on, and all of a sudden you've got 60, 66%, 70%, whatever the numbers are in this country, that are carrying this message, and it's almost as if we're dealing with zombies. And I'm scared because of this. I'm wondering how long it's going to take. Stacey, stick through the break, because I want to hear a lot more of your perspective on this. Dave Sussman here at Real Side Radio on GCN and the Salem Radio Network. Folks, don't go away. We'll be right back.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process
called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
How lucky can one guy be? Well, I'm feeling really lucky sitting in the chair here at Realside Radio. Dave Sussman, Whiskey Politics, and I'm delighted to continue our last interview. This is like Stacey Lennox Plus right now, after hours, if you will. Stacey Lennox, Scott's Fire from PJ Media is joining us here in this first hour. And by the way, the second hour, we've got Christian Toto, movie critic, coming up. You know they just got rid of Gone with the Wind on HBO, or at least tried to. And third hour, we've got the man that's going to try and take out Adam Schiff, Eric Early, running for California 28. So stick through the 3 hours here at Realside Radio. Stacey, you know, we were talking through the break, and sometimes, you know, when I'm doing this, I always wish that we were actually having conversation live on the air that actually takes place during the break, because it's so good. We covered a lot of different issues just now, but I want to go back to the first issue we addressed, and that is AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or occasional Cortez, as a lot of people call her. She is pushing Black Lives Matter right now, and she's obviously pushing the whole narrative of defund the police, dismantle police departments all across the country. You're suggesting, and this is something that you said off air, that you could see that the George Snuffleupagus's of the world seem to be a little uncomfortable with this as well. Is that because it's politically a dog, do you think?
It's 65% of Americans are like, no, we want more police. Can you blame them after the last 2 weeks?
Right.
You know, it's a complete political loser. But that's the other reason I say the support for Black Lives Matter isn't real, because that's the only petition they have on their website. Sign the petition, defund the police. That's their issue. If you don't support that issue and the complete destruction of the nuclear family, because that's a goal of theirs, it's on their website, you don't support Black Lives Matter.
So I would assume most of our listeners and viewers don't go to BLM on a daily basis. You're saying that if you go to BLM.org, com, whatever it is, and I'm not going to advertise for them, that the first thing that you are hit over the head with is defund our police departments?
That's right at the top, sign our petition.
And at the same time, when we're taking a look at what has just taken place in the last couple of weeks regarding basically a breakdown in our culture and our society, people absolutely beaten up and killed, and the damage toll is still coming in here, but we're probably talking billions of dollars worth of damage across the country.
Oh, and it's not done.
Is this something that, I mean, Joe Biden came out and says he does not support defunding the police before he flipped and says, but I do support doing this and that and blah, blah, blah to defund the police.
He's going to give them more funding.
So,
I loved his op-ed today. He's so adorable and he's so just not with it. Yeah. He said he's going to give him more funding for community policing, which 81% of law enforcement agencies do. You wouldn't expect him to do it at the state law enforcement or other specialized agency levels. So that's pretty much already being done. 91% of large agencies have body cameras, which was the other thing he was talking about supporting. And actually, they don't change police behavior at all, according to the New York Times, a study they commissioned, which I find hysterical. And some other, there was one other thing he was going to do that they already do. Oh, diversity in hiring. Which is going to be hard because police candidates have gone down 63% since 2014. So they're having trouble filling the positions they already have, and that's only going to get worse.
2014 is when Black Lives Matter really hit the national's attention and the consciousness. I think that's when we had the five police officers killed in Dallas, right? And it was,
well, before that, we had the two assassinated in New York sitting in their car.
Yeah, yeah. And so, I mean, by all intents and purposes, we can refer to BLM, at least up until this point, as a terrorist organization, because their entire motive is to essentially take out the police. This now we're seeing becoming an accepted parlance across the United States. It's because, going back to our previous segment here tonight, and that is because you're saying people really don't know what is behind BLM, Black Lives Matter.
No, they refer to each other as comrades. They are a Marxist organization. They talk about on their webpage having, basically no concept of gender or sex and not assuming what anybody is and totally open spaces. Living in communal spaces to raise children, it's basically separate but equal.
Yeah.
So they want their own political structures. They want their own communities. They want, I mean, it would be like another city within a city, like they're trying to do in Seattle. I mean, it is absolutely Marxist. Like I said, they want to deconstruct the nuclear family.
How is it that you think that we've got, listen, I get Black Lives Matter, I get the supporters of Black Lives Matter in urban areas around the country, because they've been living under Democrat policies for 40, 50, 60, 70 years, and nothing has ever improved. But how is it that we're seeing white suburbanites supporting this? Shouldn't they?
Because they didn't ever go to the website.
But many of them don't even carry their own guns because they don't believe in that either. Is it because they think, well, I can support myself, I can get my own private security? I mean, don't they see the hypocrisy in that?
I think they're buying the narrative of Black Lives Matter equals we're addressing police brutality. They're not peeling back the onion at all. Most black people I know and black friends that I've ever had wouldn't support this agenda. It's like way to the left on LGBTQ initiatives and transgender and everything else. And the black community is historically slow on accepting gay marriage. They're still, the last poll I saw, they still weren't at 50%. So I'm looking at this going, most black people I know wouldn't support this.
Last topic for you tonight before we finish, and I really appreciate you sticking through the hour with us here, Stacey. You and I, again, off air, we were talking about President Donald Trump, and the polls that are coming out right now suggest that he is an absolute loser, compared to Biden. And we know how the poll, you talked about it, you wrote about it, that the polls are basically just the way that they've been structured are unreliable. However, if you were given the assignment to be a special assistant to President Donald Trump, and you were in the Oval Office with him alone right now, what advice would you give him? Would you have him talk to the nation? What should he say? What should he do right now?
He needs to talk to the nation. He needs to talk about what he's already accomplished in terms of criminal justice reform and some other key indicators. He understands everyone's going through a hard time right now with the economic shutdowns. We're going to get through it. We're already seeing positive signs. I mean, if you looked back at January 2020, Gallup did a poll. It was basic overall satisfaction in America on a number of dimensions, right? Do you know that between January 2017 and January 2020, American satisfaction with race relations went up 14 points.
It went up 14 points.
And over the previous horrible racist president.
And yeah. Over the previous 8 years, what happened?
From January 2017, when Barack Obama left office, it's gone up 14 points.
Yeah.
Okay. Same with the opportunities for blacks and other people of color. Up 9 points. So things were going along really well until this shutdown. And just think about it. We didn't have all these protests once the employment rate, because we had a lot of them at the beginning, and then we didn't have any for a while because everybody was working.
Yeah.
And now we've got them again. So yeah, I think he needs to talk about where he sees the country and the economy going. And I think he needs to talk about the challenges we still have to face where Biden is very weak. Number one, like I said, the economy. And number two, China. Somehow, China has fallen completely out of the news, and we're nowhere near done there yet.
No, we're not. And how would you suggest he addresses the nation?
From the Oval Office. He's the president.
Yeah. You sit down in the Oval Office at the Resolute Desk, look into the camera, and say, my fellow Americans.
Just like when he proposed his immigration deal when we had the shutdown. He sat and he talked directly to the American people from the Resolute Desk. This isn't a press conference. This is a speech.
Yeah. Do you think his Twitter is hurting him right now?
You know, I can't begin to fathom what he's been through in the last 3 years, and he knows way more about this Spygate than you and I do yet.
Yeah.
I think we will eventually know. But to understand the gross double standard, right, and then to know his accomplishments for the black community and every community, really, for America in terms of economic gains and, you know, criminal justice reform, school choice, historically black colleges and universities, and to still have the mainstream media every day calling him someone who doesn't care about the black community, you know, to have Joe Biden doing it. I mean, they're just lying at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's got to be supremely frustrating. So, yes, I would occasionally like for him to put down the Twitter.
Yep.
But I understand he can. That's one of the only things he can use to get what he wants to say
absolutely.
Out there. So,
Stacey Lennox, everybody follow her at Scott's Fire, F-Y-R-E, and also at PJ Media Daily. Stacey, thank you so much for joining us again. Greatly appreciate you taking the time, and get yourself some rest. You're on the East Coast, so I know it's getting late. Thank you so much. We'll have you back on again real soon. We'll be right back here after the top of the hour with Christian Soto. Don't go away, folks.